Blog Talk Radio.
And here's your host, Mike Davis.
Well, good evening, afternoon, good day, wherever you are. I'm your host, Mike Davis, on Spiritual Connections today. And on a Thursday show, as you all know, I like to have a little chat first of all, play a little bit of music, because it's what helps me to work. And today I want to talk to you about how this is possible, how it works, how I'm able to connect to the spirit world. Now, when I connect to the spirit world, it's simple. I believe that this is a natural born gift to have, to communicate. And we can all throw ourselves out a little challenge here, and I want you all to do this. And you know, you can post your findings right there in the chat room. How many of you have ever thought, my door's going to knock and it knocks? Or my phone's going to ring and it rings? Or I have a gut feeling to do something and not to do something. I know that we've all experienced this in some kind of way because it's our own ability that we are born with. And we can build on those bridges to make a link to the spirit world. Now for me, you know, it used to be the times where I would have to sit and meditate for quite a few minutes, you know, 15, 20 minutes before I would do a demonstration because that's how I would understand when the spirit was connecting with me. But these days, you know, things have moved on. After working for 19 years for the spirit world, I find that my life has been so busy that I haven't had time to spend, 10, 15 minutes to meditate. And this was shown to me in a way that I remember going to a service one day at a spiritist church, and at the service there was a speaker that was supposed to be there that didn't actually turn up. So whether that, you know, there was a problem, whatever that was, and I was in the audience and they asked me to work, so I did. And, you know, that was without any meditation or without anything, but just get up on my feet and start. So then that proved to me that you didn't have to meditate for 10, 20, 15 minutes or anything of the sort. Now, if you can imagine of it being simple, natural, then that's what of what it is. So for me these days, I kind of, on the way in the car, either chat to the spirit world and, you know, depending which way I work, there's lots of different ways of working to the spirit world. It's not just clairaudience, clairvoyance, transfiguration. There's lots of different ways that we can connect to the spirit world. And for me, I suppose that the easiest way for me is to just let it naturally happen. And as I said, you know, I found this out a long time ago, and this is something that, you know, if you're listening, that you're able to communicate, then I'm sure that you'll be able to agree with me that it's a natural born gift and you just got to let it happen. Go with the flow. That's basically what I'm trying to say to you. But as I said, for me, now I stand up on this up on a stage or on a platform or in front of the audience or wherever I am, I kind of just say to the spirit world, where do you want me to go to? And they either point me in a direction or they show me the person I need to talk to, or they kind of like direct me to where I need to go. And when the first bit of that communication comes through, I'm always anxious to find out who it is, what they've come for, what's the reason of them being there. But that's only in the very first, you know, the initial start of the demonstration. Otherwise, it's just, going with it, working with it, and understanding. Now, as I said, there's many ways of working with the spirit world. We have our clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance, and that's the three main ways of a medium linking to the spirit world. Clairaudience is clear hearing, that you can hear them like you hear me. Clairvoyance is that you're seeing, you have clear sight, so that you're able to see the spirit world. Clairsentience is that you're clear sensing, that you're only sensing the spirit world. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, because I'd say probably 90% of our mediums today work on a clairsentient basis, because, you know, we don't have time like we used to sit and develop and meditate all the time. So it mainly works on a clairsentience. But I'm privileged enough that I can work on the three levels. I say I can. Whenever the spirit world wants me to work on the three levels, then I do. You know, that it's clairaudience, clairsentience, and clairvoyance. So I'm sensing them, I'm feeling them, and I'm seeing them, hearing them. There's all sorts of going on. So from the first, having that first communication for myself, it's kind of daunting in a little way. Are they going to be there? And, you know, for the last 19 years, I've always said this. Are they going to be there? Are they going to work with me? Because, you know, we can't guarantee anything. I can't guarantee that somebody's mum, dad, auntie or uncle is going to come through, because it's something that I cannot guarantee of what's going to happen. Now, there's something I want to share with you as well, because, you know, this is something that, as I've already said, I've been doing for a long time. It's not that I do this because I can predict anybody's future. I cannot foretell your fortune. The only thing I can do is offer myself to the spirit world and allow them to build a communication with me. And as I said, in whichever way, shape or form it comes through, within the clairaudience, clairsentience or clairvoyance. I know last night I was out doing a charity night for a young girl that has to go with, in fact, she needs to go over to America for an operation. And I was doing a charity tonight for that cause, to send her over. And it was like the second night that these people have ever held such an evening. And the people there wasn't spiritual of the mind. There was more skeptics than believers. And there was all, at the end of it, they all came up to me and said to me, how is this possible? How would you work? And I said, you know, it's a simple answer to all of those questions. It's a natural born gift. Each and every one of us has this gift to be psychic, but all psychics will become mediums. And, you know, there's a fine line. There's a difference between psychic and medium. And I'm sure I've explained this to you before on here on the Thursday show. But, you know, I'm going to tell you again, if you cannot prove of where your messages are coming from by someone in the spirit world, it becomes of what I would class as a psychic message, not a spiritual message. But, you know, the journey has been quite up and down, I would say, throughout my whole time of working for the spirit world. It's been a journey of where it's been excitement, there's been let down, there's been hurt, there's been emotions. And, you know, because we are of spiritual of the mind, we kind of allow things to affect us sometimes. Now, I've come to a point now where I think to myself, you know, I'm not going to allow anything to affect me anymore, because it upsets the way that I work. And sometimes I can work better if I'm, you know, just had a problem or an issue with something. But, you know, generally that we should be spiritual people. And sometimes we're not. And that's when it becomes difficult to work with certain people in certain ways, I suppose. But for myself, so long as I keep myself in tone with the spirit world and, you know, keep promoting that, I cannot guarantee anything. I cannot make anybody's mum or dad or auntie or uncle come through. I'm promoting the right way of the way that I work for the spirit world. Then I know that it'll continue to carry on. The work that I do will be for the right reason. So as I said, you know, for me, it's a simple way. Because it's natural. And, you know, I know I was talking to the producer of the show just before we went out live, and he said to me, I know what I would like to hear is how it happens for you. And that's as simple as it is. It's natural. It's normal. I'm in control of what happens. In other words, I'm the captain of my own ship. I'll only allow this thing to work when I'm ready to work. Because, as you all know, I'm a builder throughout the day. And, you know, this last thing I would want to happen is that I'd be laying bricks and I got somebody's grand that wants to talk to me. So, you know, I kind of have this ability that I can switch it off and use it when the time is right. And I believe that by me being able to do this, it's a way that it's controlled and it's correct every single time, because I'm only opening up myself as a channel to the spirit world whenever it's ready to work. So, you know, as I said, it's simple, it's natural, and it's perfectly normal. So it works when I want it to work. Not the way I want it to work, but it works when I want it to, but not the way I want it to sometimes, you know, because sometimes, as I said, it's clairaudient, it's clairsentient, or it's clairvoyant. It's whichever way, shape, or form. And, you know, sometimes it's different for every communication. Every communication, there's always something different about each communication. So I hope that this is making sense to all of you. I hope that you're understanding of what I'm talking about, because it's, as I said, it's simple, it's natural, and it's normal. Now, I know that on a Thursday show, I play a little bit of music that helps me to relax. And I'm going to rewind the clock back a little bit here, because there was maybe back 2 years ago that my niece called Paige used to come around with me and sing at the demonstrations. She used to sing at all the public events that I used to attend. And, you know, she was 14 at the time that she recorded this song. You know, I've still got it, and it still says on the CD, to Uncle Mike, Happy Easter, love from Paige. So I'm going to play a little track here that Paige sang for you, and hopefully it's going to work. I'm sure it will, and I'll talk to you in a bit.
I'm
I hope you enjoyed that. You know, I used to enjoy Paige coming around to the venues with me singing, and I actually enjoyed sitting there as she was recording that song there. Absolutely wonderful. Well, I know that we can open up the phone lines now, but just before we do that, let me call you out some numbers that you need to call in. The numbers you need to call in on it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're outside of the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harry. The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time. That'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On MikeSpirit.fm for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing and a barrel full of laughs.
And I must remind everyone, if you are tuning into the Captain Quincy show, it'll be on right half hour after this show ends, as our times in the UK has changed, as the clocks has gone back. The hour. I know that in the USA they're not going back until this Sunday, so maybe that's a gentle reminder for you in the USA. Don't forget to put your clocks back this Sunday, 1 hour. So we are 1 hour earlier this week, if you haven't noticed, if you're in the UK. But come Sunday, we will be back to normal. And I do believe that we have Carol online. Carol, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Hi, and how are you doing?
Okay.
Can I ask you, Carol, where you...
Where am I from? I just didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I live in Florida.
In Florida. Okay, Carol. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I was wondering if you connect me to a friend of mine that passed away. She was a friend of mine for quite a long time.
Okay. Now, right at the beginning of the show, Carol, I did say that, you know, we can't guarantee that anybody will come through, okay? And I can't pick up on a particular individual. But I will do my best here for you, okay? And see what or who comes through. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, I know the first thing, that there's a lady that wants to make herself known here to me. And I know that this lady would connect there with you. I know that she wants me to say to you that when she passed, it was totally unexpected for her to go of when she left this life, okay, because she makes me aware it was sudden, it wasn't expected. I believe as if something kind of like struck this lady down before she passed, where there was like an illness that really came on her very quick and then took her home to the spirit world. But I know that it was a very sudden passing here, that it was very quick. I know that she's, I want to say, quite a nice-looking lady, because I feel she's quite slight to the build. I believe she would be around the 5 foot 8, 5 foot 9, if I can say it that way, that you, of when she was here with us. I know that she's quite slight in her features as well. She makes me aware that there was, you know, that she had lots of friends around her, lots of people that she knew, and there've always been lots of laughter here with her, because she makes you aware. I want to laugh here with her. I want to be bubbly. I want to be full of life. So do you understand of a lady like this for me, please, in the spirit world?
I can't really think of one that way, like that, what you described.
Okay. Now, I want to say to you that she would have linked towards, I want to say it's mum's side of your family she connects you with, okay? Because I want to link to your mum's side of your family. And I know when this lady was here with us, she makes me aware that, as I said, she didn't reach a fantastic age. I believe she wants me to say that she would have been maybe around the early 40s, I feel 44, 45 maybe, of when she passed from this life, okay? Now, your mum, if I said to you that if I look back in your mum's family, there would be quite a host of them there in your mum's family, is that right?
There's quite a lot in your mum's family. My mom came from a small family, actually.
Okay. Let's go back a generation here, Carol, okay? Because I know she makes me aware that she's in mum's side. I know that there's quite a few of them, almost like as if there's like 7 or 8 of them in the family. So if it's not your mum, maybe it's back a generation.
Could be.
Okay. And would I be right in saying there that, see, this lady wants me to work with her, okay? Now, if I sit you in your life at the moment, that you feel as if there's been like disappointment after disappointment in your life, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And see, she makes me aware that there's this feeling of being hurt, being let down. Okay, that you would be feeling hurt and let down of late, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this lady obviously knows you because she's the one that's telling me this information here, all right? And she's saying there's the feeling of being hurt, feeling of being let down. And she wants me to say that you know, that pick yourself up and move on with her, okay? Because I know that that's what I want to put around your life. Pick yourself up and move on with it, because I know that you can be your own worst enemy sometimes, can't you?
Yeah, I've been told that.
Okay. Well, I know that she wants me to say that again to you, okay? So I don't mean to come out offensively or anything of the sort, but she wants me to say that you know, you need to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get on with it, okay? Because I know that's what I want to put around your life at the moment, okay? Now, I don't know who this person that you want me to communicate with, but, you know, I'm certainly feeling that there's somebody else that's trying to build a communication. And again, I'm aware of a sudden passing you. Almost as if I want to say to you that it was like an accident that took this one home to the spirit world. Again, it was very quick. I feel it's almost like at point of impact, that's when I would have went home to the spirit world. So whether I was hit by something or there was, I don't know, but I'm feeling that there's suddenness, accident. It shouldn't have happened. It's almost like as if I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Do you understand of this?
Trying to think of hope for him.
Okay.
Back ahead.
Okay. Now, I know that this would be a gentleman in the spirit world that makes me aware of this as a gentleman. I feel as if he didn't reach a fantastic age yet, but I know it's at the point of impact. That's when I passed on to the spirit world. I believe that I want to say to you that I'm either being hit by a car or a bus or something, because I know it's something that would have taken me off my feet, okay? So I know that it would have been like an accident, it was impact, and that's how I passed on to the spirit world, okay? I want to say to you that there would have been people around him of when he passed on to the spirit world, so there would have been other people that would have been there. So I know that he wasn't on his own then of when he passed from this life. Now, do you understand of who he is?
No. Didn't get him either.
Okay, it doesn't matter, okay, because everything is, you know, we'll all be in the archives and be able to play it back and you'll be able to listen to it, and I'm sure that you'll find exactly where these people are, because I know that's what I want to bring forward here to you, okay, that, you know, he's around your life, he understands what's going on in your life as well. Now, he tells me that of where you've been feeling this hurt and this let down, if I see to you, it's by those that are supposed to be the closest there to you. Does that make sense, did you?
What's supposed to be the closest thing to me? I just didn't hear that.
Okay. The reason that you're feeling hurt and let down, it's by those that's supposed to be the closest to you.
Oh, true.
And they're the ones that are supposed to support us more than anything, okay? And he tells me there that you feel as if there's been a lack of that, okay? And this is why there is this feeling of being depleted around you. Now, I know as well that he makes me aware that you understand the spirit world yourself in somewhat way. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you're able to communicate with them like I'm doing right now or something there, but I feel that, in somewhat way that you understand them and that you're able to build a communication. Because I know that's what I'm being told here. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
And if I said to you that the way forward there for you, see, would I be right in saying that you feel as if you come into like either a stop or you've come against a barrier? There's something that's like stopping you from doing what you feel is the right thing, or there's something in the way there, isn't it?
Yes.
Because I know I'm feeling this restriction, and this is what I need to put around you, this restriction around you. Now, if I said to you that, you know, the only way around it is to tackle the problem head on, okay? And I know that the way that I want to say it to you is that, you know, instead of worrying too much, because I know that you are the kind of person that worries about everything, and if it's not going right, you kind of get yourself worked up, you kind of get stressed out about it. I know I need to see that you, instead of getting yourself all worked up, just move on with it. Pick it up and run with it, okay? Because that's what it's meant to be done. Now, as I said in the beginning of the show, it's a natural born gift. Each and every one of us has this gift in this life to be able to do something. But not all of us will find that, not all of us will want to do it. But I know that, see, as the spirit will chooses to connect there with you, okay, that it's like we've got a good one here. Okay, and I know that's what I want to put in your life. So if I said to you, stop feeling so disappointed, stop being so harsh on yourself, work through it, work with it, I know it will be right there for you. Okay, does that make sense there, Chair?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Carol, I know I have to come to an end here with yourself, okay, but as I'm doing so, I've just been told to say to you September month. Tell us the September month. Do you understand the September month?
September month.
Now, whenever I give a month or a date, it would always mean like a birthday or a passing or an anniversary. There's something important about September. I know it's right at the beginning of September. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, there is.
That's fine. Okay. Know that the spirit world.
Yeah, it's
world
much
is. There we are. Okay. Know that the spirit world is with you there, Carol. Okay, and I'll say thank you very much for calling. Remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I believe that we have Carrie on next. Is it Carrie? Are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hiya, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good, and may I ask where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for here?
Pretty much the same reason the other caller. I just wanted to know if you could sense that there was anybody around me that maybe was trying to, come through.
Okay. Bear with me a second. Let me just... Okay. See, I know I've got a lady here, first of all, that wants to make a link there with yourself. And I know that as I'm with this lady, you know, I feel as if I want to say to you that there's a lot of restriction there with her, okay, that she would have been restricted in this life before she passed on to the spirit world. I know that she makes me aware that she's kind of sat in a chair, and that's where she would have spent the latter part of her life, I believe, okay. I know that she would have lost quite a bit of weight as well before she passes, because I know I'm seeing her face slimming down. So that suggested to me that she would have lost quite a bit of weight before she passes on to the spirit world. Okay. I know that she makes me aware as well that there would have been connections with the hospital. I'm not saying that she passed in the hospital, but she was either in and out of the hospital for a while, or she would have passed in the hospital. Okay. Do you understand of a lady like this, Tiffany?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm feeling that she's your grandmother, if I'm honest with you. So I want to say your grandma, she makes a connection here with me. So would you understand that this lady would connect as your grandma?
There could be a couple that, yeah.
Okay. Because I know that as she connects here with me, I want to see to you that she's quite close on your vibration. And she talks to me about being that there's been upset in your life at the moment. Would you understand that there's been upset in your life?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And see, she also makes me aware that there's been tears, there's been hurt. And as I'm talking to you about tears, would I be right in saying that you've been shedding tears of late?
Okay.
Okay. And she wants me to say to you that she's been there as you've been doing this. Okay. And see, she talks to me about your sleep pattern. It's all gone out of the window, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she says to me here that, you know, never feel that you're alone in this life because you're not. The spirit world is always there with us. So obviously there's a reason of me saying that. So you feel as if you're alone right now. Is that right?
No, not really.
She talks to me about these tears, this hurt, this upset. Now, within that condition, you feel as if you're on your own.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would be, I guess so.
Okay. That's fine, see, because she just tells me about that you feel as if you're alone. And she says to me, you know, you're never alone in this life. The spirit world is always there to walk with us, to guide us every step of the way here, okay? But I don't know, but see, she confuses me now. And I feel that that's there with yourself, that there's quite a bit of confusion in your life at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
And where this confusion is, if I said to you that that's like kind of created by someone else, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess I would say so.
Okay. Because I know that I want to say to you it's created by someone else. And see, the thing she keeps giving me is that you have to do what's right for yourself. Never mind what fits with everyone else. You have to do what's right for yourself. Does that make sense there to you?
Uh-huh, yep.
Why does she keep giving me medication? Would you understand if I said to you that either that there's someone that's close to you that's taking medication now or they need the medication or something? Would you understand the medication?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And there's lots of concerns there, isn't there, where the medication is?
Say that again?
There's lots of concerns of where the medication is.
About what the medication is?
There's lots of concerns of where the medication is. So whoever's taking the medication or needs the medication now, that there's lots of concerns there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, not a lot, but yeah.
Okay.
The issue has come up, yeah.
Okay. See, because she makes me aware that there's importance to do of why. She talks about the medication there, okay? Now, if I say to you, I've always said and always will say, okay, if these conditions are recognized in the spirit world, know that the healing is going that way. And I know that you'd understand of what I would say if I said to you about the healing vibration. So obviously you understand the healing vibration. Is that right?
Okay.
Okay. See, there's a gentleman.
Is there any more information that can... that can distinguish which grandma that she might be? Is it you know, like a maternal grandmother? Or?
Okay, let me just ask, and we'll see what she gives me. Okay. Okay, mum's side. Okay, your mum's side. Okay, does that make sense that you know, and your mum's side?
It would be a grandmother that I really didn't know.
See, it doesn't really matter how far we go back, okay?
Okay.
It's just a way of letting us know that they're in our lives, okay? It could be back like 2-3 generations. It doesn't really matter. So long as it, uh-huh. You know, they come through with the evidence and the communication, That's the important bit, okay? And I believe that's what she has done here, is to give you what she is coming here for, is to try and give you support from where she is, try and give you a bit of upliftment from where she is, because I know that's what's needed, okay? Now, as I was just about to say, that there's a gentleman here with me as well, and I know that this gentleman looks at me, and I know that he just has a little moustache
okay.
when he's here with us, okay? And I believe that, you know, it was very thin around the lip, because I know he impresses this moustache upon me at the moment. And as I'm aware of this moustache, I know that this gentleman would have been I don't want to say strict, maybe that's the wrong word, but, you know, I could have come across a bit like, opinionative, then, is the word I want to use, okay? As if he could have been a little bit opinionative.
Opinionated? Okay.
Okay. And I know, see, as he's here with me, that he's maybe around the 5'7", 5'6", 5'7", of his height of when he was here with us, okay? Now,
okay.
He missed, his chest gave him a lot of trouble, so I know that he would have passed to do with the chest. I don't know if it's the heart that took this man over, but I'm certainly feeling it's my chest that gave me a lot of trouble there towards the end of my life. Do you understand who he is?
I'm not sure. I'm taking notes here, so I may be able to figure it out.
Okay. See, he connects me towards your dad's side, okay, because I feel as if
okay.
I want to go to dad's side of your family to find him, okay?
Okay.
See, and I believe I want to say that to you that maybe he was a little bit stubborn to himself. You know, he wouldn't have gone to have himself checked out. He wouldn't have had himself seen to. He would have just done what he wanted to do when he wanted to do it, okay? But
okay.
It's the thing of him that comes through, that shines through at the moment, and that's what I need to put around your life at the minute. You know, if I said to you that you hold a lot of your opinions in, don't you? You don't really express of what you want to say, is that right?
Right.
Okay. And he says to me that you need to start expressing of what you really think, particularly to do with certain conditions in your life, because that way that you will find it'll be easier to overcome these problems, these issues that we are going through, okay? If we express
okay.
and we say exactly what we want to say, then, you know, laying the cards on the table, that's the right word, isn't it? If you lay all your cards on the table first, then it'll be easier to sort out from there on in. Does that make sense, did you?
Yeah, it does.
Good, okay. Well, I'm going to say thank you very much for calling, okay? And remember, if you're coming over to Expert FM, you're going to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. I say thank you very much for calling.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. I know that we need to go to a short commercial break, but if you want to call in, the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you call in outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. I'll be right back just after this.
Hi, we are the Sweet Manics, and we will be bringing you a brand new show on MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. UK time, bringing you the best of classic rock and up-and-coming Welsh music.
I know I'll be shuffling my iPod. How about you, Robin?
I certainly will, Rachel.
Okay, and I know that we have... I'm going to get myself into trouble here again. Is it Shakul?
Yes, hi.
Hi, did I say that right?
Yes, it's perfect.
Okay. And tell me, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for here, Shakul?
I pretty much want to know what my spirit or spirit guides have to say.
Okay. Then let me make my link to the spirit world. Let me see what they have to say there for us, okay?
Okay.
Now, the first thing I'm aware of to say here to you is that, you know, your life at the moment is like 100 miles an hour, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're very rarely finding time for yourself. You're very rarely finding time to fit everything in together, is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
And I know I want to say that to you that, you know, whoever I'm aware of here, I know that I've got a gentleman here with me, okay? But I know of where he is at the moment, that he wants me to say that to you that it's okay being busy, but it's okay... It's okay doing things for everyone else, but you need to start doing for yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I know that that's what he wants me to say here. You know, I know as I can see him now that I understand where he is and who he is. Now, I know I got this gentleman in the spirit world that would have been quite a well-dressed kind of a gentleman when he was here with us. I believe, his appearance is lost to him of when he was here with us. I know that I want to say to you that he's a gentleman, that when he was in this life, that he was he was very busy in his character-wise himself. I know that he would have been always on the go of when he was here with us, because he makes you aware that he's he's very busy in his character. He's always on the go. He always had things that he had to do, and I believe that his life was always one big rush of when he was here with us.
Do you know what side he's from?
He pulls me towards your dad's side of your family, okay? Because I know that's where he connects me here towards your dad's side of your family, okay? Mm-hmm. I know that I want to say to you that there's a hospital passing there with him, so I know that this man would have passed in the hospital. Does that make sense to you?
I wouldn't know anybody from my dad's side, really.
No, I can respect that, okay? So I'm not going to dwell upon it far from the word. But I know that he connects towards the dad's side of your family, okay? I know the initial question that you asked me was about your spirit guides, okay? I'm not going to give you any guides, because your guides are not proof of survival, and what I'm doing here today is to prove survival. Okay. But if I say to you that you are connected to your guides and to your spirit people, is that right?
Yes, I mean, I'm trying so hard. Like, I meditate, I try to raise my vibration. I feel vibration around me. I know they're around me, but I know that I'm clairvoyant, and obviously I'm clairsentient too. But I just want to know, like, if they can maybe tell you something, if I'm doing something wrong or what I should do. Like, I want to be able to connect with them and see them, because I know I have the ability. I know I'm clairvoyant.
See, now, I don't know how much of the show that you heard right in the beginning, okay? Now, not all of us work clairvoyantly, clairaudiently, and clairsentently, okay? We're not all meant to be the same, okay? So, If it is that you are clairvoyant and clairsentient, then I would be quite happy with that, because as I said, you very rarely find mediums today that work clairaudiently, clairsentently, and clairvoyantly, okay? But if I say to you that, the clairvoyance is what we're hearing, okay? But if I say to you that it seems to come in and out there with you, does that make sense to you, that sometimes you can hear and sometimes you can't, is that right?
To hear?
Because I know I want to say that you, that's because, all right, not that you're doing anything wrong, because you're not, okay? As I said in the beginning, it's a natural born ability. You have to let it come naturally instead of pushing it, because I know that you're pushing it so hard at the minute. Don't push it, just let it flow through, because you're finding that it's like hit and miss every now and again, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, so I know what I need to say to you is that take your time with it. There's no rush, okay? The only point of it that you're rushing, that's because you wanted to rush. Not everybody else, okay? Certainly not the okay? You have to take your time with it. You have to let it work in the way that it's meant to work there for you. And that's not... Okay? Does that help you a bit?
Yeah, it does.
Now, let me see if I can offer something else off somebody that you would recognize here, because, okay. Now, would I be right in saying that, in your dad's side, that it's been difficult in your dad's side, since you were, maybe before you were born, is that right?
Maybe.
Okay. Because I know that I want to say to you that it's been difficult to understand the people in your dad's side. But If I said you've had many communications of people that you don't even know who they are, does that make sense, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that your dad's family are very close here with me, okay? And as I'm saying that they're very close there with you, they're the ones that the ones to push you forward, okay? Because in this life, I believe that this gentleman would have been very, as I said, very tall, very proud, and, you know, would have, is, you would have always liked to look his best, okay? I believe that you are very, very much similar to that yourself at the moment in your life, is that right?
Yeah.
Are you studying then or something, or you're trying to master something new, is that right?
Well, I think maybe it's this whole spirituality.
That's fine, because I want to say that to you about saying congratulations to you, too, because I know that's important to congratulate you, okay?
Yeah.
To know that he's around you, okay? See, you know, it doesn't need to be somebody terrific or wonderful to be our guide. I know my best guide that I have is my granddad, because he works with me the closest, okay? So it doesn't have to be, you know, our Indians, our Chinese, and all the rest of them. Our family just as they form us in the spirit world as anybody else. Okay, does that help you?
It does. Would they even be able to tell you if maybe in the future I would be able to see them at all?
See, I've always had this thing with the spirit world. If there's something out there that you want, you have to develop it, okay? So, to answer your question, will you be able to ever see them at all? It's up to you to develop that side of your abilities, okay? The spirit world will work with us, no matter what. But it's up to us to create the level. Does that make sense, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, so develop it, work with it, and keep questioning till it's right.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Well, thank you for calling, and remember, you can have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on. I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, okay, I do believe that we have another Carrie on the line here. Are you there with us, Carrie?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
And may I ask you where you're calling from, please?
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you.
Sorry?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Alaska.
Okay. Okay. And that's a beautiful place there, isn't it, Alaska? So I'm led to believe.
Yes, I'm on Kodiak Island, actually.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for here?
As I have a lot of people in my life who have already passed over, and sometimes I can feel them around me. Sometimes I'm not certain who's actually present, but I know they're there. And I never know if they actually have anything they want me to know, if they're just hanging out.
Okay. Okay. Let me make my link to the spirit world, and we'll see of who comes and what they have to say, okay?
Okay.
See, instantly there's a lady here that wants to make a link here with you, and the first thing that she makes me aware is that... you know, bless this lady's heart. She suffered for a long time before she passed on to the spirit world, okay? Excuse me. And I want to say to you that it's like as if we didn't even know of what she was suffering with, or she didn't know what she was suffering with right away until the end of her life. I believe that's when the diagnosis came through properly. That's when we understood it. That's when she knew of what she was battling with. It was only right till the end of her life. Now, she makes me aware that it's like as if all of my body is giving up on me one thing at a time, like as if my organs are starting to give up one at a time. I believe my movements were very restricted. I know I want to say to you that my muscles would have become very weak and fragile, because I know that's the way she looks at me here. She also makes me aware as well to say to you that before she left, it's like she needed quite a bit of caring for before she passed. So do you understand of why I'm with you?
I understand what you're saying, but that a couple different people.
Okay. Let me try and narrow it down. Let me try and find out exactly who this is there for you. Now, I know as she connects you with me that she wants me to say that she's related to you, so I know that she's in your family, okay? She tells me that you would have been there with her either at the time of her passing or just before she passed, because I know that she talks to me about that you were there for her at the right time then, if that makes sense there to you, because she says to me, you were there for me when it was needed the most, okay? So do you understand that you was with somebody that would have fitted that description? I believe that she's in your, as I said, in your family. I want to say maybe more towards your mum's side of your family, and maybe back a generation from your mum. So maybe around your grandmother. That's where I want to connect, if I'm honest with you.
That's what I would say, grandma on mum's side.
Okay, perfect. Because I know that's who I've got you with me, okay? And she makes me aware that, you know, that she had her good days and she had her bad days. When she was in this life, I believe the bad days were bad for everyone, because I believe I want to say to you that you would have taken it out on the wrong people. Does this make sense there to you?
Yes.
Okay. And see, she wants me to apologize for her, okay? Not because of she took it out on the wrong people, but it's more to the point of it was like the illness, it was the condition I carried. That's what made it worse there for her, okay? And I know that that's what makes it difficult. And that's why she wants me to apologize to you, because she says, make sure you tell her that it wasn't meant, it wasn't intentional before she left this life. Does that make sense there, Jay?
Yeah.
Now, she wants me to say here to you that, you know, no matter what you do in life, she will always walk by the side of you. Now, what she means by that is that, obviously, that there's a decision that you have to make in your life right now. Does that make sense, did you?
Uh-huh.
And no matter what you do, she will always walk there with you, okay? One step at a time, right by the side of you, no matter what, okay? Because for some reason, I know I need to say to you that you're finding it hard, you're finding it difficult to adjust to deciding what's right for you and what's right for everyone else. Is that right? Yeah?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Because she says to me, if what's right for you, then that's what you have to go. Go with your gut feeling there, because that's where the spirit world inspires you. Does that make sense, did you?
Yes, it does. I understand.
Good, okay. Now, she says here to me as well that your thoughts are always with the spirit world. Is that right? You're always thinking of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she keeps wanting me to say, tell her we love her too. So obviously you keep saying to someone in the spirit world about you, about the love that you have for them. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I want to say to you that we love you too, okay? So I know that the spirit world obviously has a lot of time, has a lot of love there for you. But, you know, if I said to you, keep on the right path because you're doing the right thing. For
okay.
some reason, if I said to you that you feel a little bit anxious about something right now, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that there's being anxious. I know that there's being taking things steadily, because you're not sure of what's coming next in such a way. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know I want to say to you as well here that, and I know I'm going to push on you and move on, but I know I need to say that you hold your head up high. You've got nothing to bow it for. Does that make sense, did you?
Yes, it does.
Good. Okay. Well, take the love of this lady and the love of the spirit world and know that they're very much around you. Okay. I'm going to say thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm. You'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling there. Okay. I know that we have to go to a commercial break next. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760 283 4611, or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611, and we'll be right back just after this.
You have a website? How is that working for your business needs? Is your company's website living up to its full potential and driving business to you? Are your customers finding you online? Chances are your website presence is lacking, and that is why Shape Web Designs can help. Shape Web Designs offers a wide range of services that just doesn't stop at web development. We are a full-service company with strategies that are proven to make your internet presence the best that it can be. Our team of online marketing specialists will work with you to provide you with the best marketing strategies, customer-tailored to your company's products and services. Customer service is number one here at Shape Web Designs. We live here in a very techno time. Don't be left behind with a website that is inadequate for your needs. Shape Web Designs, shaping a better tomorrow. Visit us at www.shapewebdesigns.com or call 616-844-0893 today.
Hi, and welcome back to Just Tuned In. Welcome. You've been listening, then I hope that you stay with us. I'm going to go back to the phone lines here. I do believe that we have Brenda online. Brenda, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hello, and may I ask where you're calling from?
Glendale.
From where, sorry?
Arizona. Arizona.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I was calling. I've had some new developments with some health-related issues or what have you, and I know that I have a lot of help from the spirit world because I feel that, you know, I'm blessed. I have my little guardian angels around me.
Okay.
And I just want to see what you can pick up with all of that, if there's any messages of what I'm going through.
Okay, bear with me a second, and we'll see where we're going. Okay, so you would understand of a gentleman here with me that he tells me I'm 62. Okay, he's 62 of when he left this life, I believe. Okay, I know that he would have been a gentleman that's quite slight in his features. Okay, I know that he wasn't a very big man in his build. I believe that he's a kind of a hard working fella throughout his life. I would have always liked to do things, I would have always liked to have a go at doing things. I believe that I want to say to you that when he was here with us, he always had time for everyone. He never kind of missed anyone out when he was here with us. Now, I know that I want to say to you that he connects towards your family, and I want to say he's in your dad's side. He comes towards dad's side of the family here. I know as well.
My father.
Okay. I know as well that I want to say to you, I could have been quite flippant sometimes, okay? I could have been quite sharp with the tongue. Because of whatever I had to say, out it would come, please or offend. Okay, do you understand of him?
Yes, that sounds like my father.
Father, okay. Now, if I say to you that when your father was here, he was very, how can I put him? Actions speak louder than words, okay?
Yeah.
That's what I want to put around him. Action speaks louder than words. And whatever I had to say, out they would come, please or offend. And really, he didn't care who he offended, so long as he had his say then. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Now, I believe that it's your mum's side you follow, is that right?
My mom's side? That sounded like my father. My father has passed.
No. We've established it's your father, but you follow your mum's side. In your character-wise, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because your dad tells me that you follow mum's side of the family. You follow your mum's side within your characteristics, okay? You follow your mum's side in the way that you are. Because if I said to you that you're quite laid back yourself, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Because he makes it aware that you're quite laid back. There's... nothing's too much trouble for you, okay? Now, I know that you said that you are quite in tune with the spirit world and everything else there, and there's lots of things that's happened in your life, and it's the clarification that you're kind of looking for. Now, if I sit you to clarify of the things that you need, it's more to the point of you want to know more of where they are in the spirit world sometimes. Because I know that you keep calling up on their energy. You keep asking them to come around your life. But the more that you're asking, I believe that the more that you're sensing... See, if I said to you that you're starting to see things every now and again, is that right?
My son?
No, you're starting to see things. Visually.
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that it's like visual. That's the contact I'm aware of here. And as I'm visually seeing things, I know that I want to see that you, that it's moving along quite nicely here for you. Your development is moving along quite nice, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. But I know I need to say here to you that, you know, it's like as if sometimes you try and pull the reins and you try and slow it down sometimes, don't you?
Yes.
And... See, because I know I want to teach you, instead of slowing it down, let's just work with it and work through it, because then you will find it will be better there for us. Because if I say to you that you keep questioning everything that you have all the time, you would understand what I'm saying there, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I've always said and always will say, you know, it's good to question it, but it's also good to work with it as well, okay, that you have to go along with what's you feel, see, hear, and have the see. It's the confidence is the problem there with yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know it's the confidence that I want to talk to you about, because I know that's what this gentleman wants me to address. Okay. So you have worked for the spirit world, haven't you?
I've worked with people.
Okay. Yeah,
that are connected.
That's okay. That's fine. Okay, that's exactly what I mean. That you work with them. That's connected there. Okay. So you've given a little communication here and there. Is that right?
Correct.
But you don't want to do anything else on any larger scale, because you're still not sure of your own abilities yet. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. See, I want to say that you know, have a little faith in yourself and in the spirit world, and they're not going to take you far wrong, okay? They will always walk by the side of you, no matter what. Okay, do you understand where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, if I go into your home, I would find that there's lots of energy around your home, wouldn't I?
Yes. Okay.
And if I say to you that this energy kind of shines through sometimes, and there's all sorts of things that moves and noises keeps happening in your home, doesn't it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. I'm being told about the banging you keep hearing on the door. So do you understand that you hear banging on the door sometimes?
Sometimes.
See, and it's just their way of proving to you that they're around your vibration, isn't it? Because they're telling you about the banging on the door. And, you know, it kind of makes you feel as if you actually get up and look to see who's there, but there's no one there.
Yeah, I do that.
See, because I know I want to say to you that the banging on the door, I'm not saying the spirit world is doing that, okay, but they certainly understand about it, okay? So I know that, see, to come back to your initial question about the angels and everything else there, that's around you, and the clarification that you want, they are very much around you, okay? Have a little bit more faith in yourself, and you'll be surprised. It's kind of like it will surprise you what it can actually do there for you. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. See, now, before I go, would I be right in saying that there's an appointment that's due?
Yes.
And there's been concerns about that appointment, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know that you've been getting yourself worked up lately about this, is that right?
Yes. had a lot of health issues going on, and there's still some stuff up in the air, and this appointment will clarify that.
Because I know that's what I want to put around your vibration there, okay? But I know the main thing I want to say that you know, so long as you have your faith in yourself, you're not going to go far wrong in this life, okay? So whatever these concerns are, and all the rest of them, okay, particularly the health concerns, have a bit of faith in the spirit world. I know that, as I said, it's not going to take you far wrong. Okay, does that help you a bit?
Yes, thank you.
Good, okay. Well, remember, if you come on over to Mike Spirit FM, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I believe that we have Louise online. Louise, are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. And yourself?
Yay. Well, I'm excited that I made it here, and I'm excited that you do this service. So thank you very much from this side of the globe. I'm calling from Kansas.
Okay.
And I know one of your chat room people think that everybody sounds down, but I don't when I speak to you, so I'm excited.
Good. Well, I'm pleased because, you know, that excitement shines through sometimes, doesn't it? And, you know, it helps to build a communication and, you know, it's positive vibration, and that's what I'm looking for, isn't it? Positive energy. So let me ask you, what was the reason that you called in for here?
Well, you know, I spoke to you not too long ago. And you had a great person, you know, on there. You always do. But I'm really still trying to reach Susana Chavez or Michael Kelly, for that matter, who have passed to the other side, or anyone that you can reach would be great. Sometimes you can't just tune in to one person. Depends on who comes through. I'm looking for whatever you have for me.
Okay, let me work with it. Okay, don't tell me any more names or any more people. Okay,
because
it's my
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, there's a gentleman this year with us, okay, and I know that as he links around my vibration, the first thing he gives me is a terrific pain down the one side of my body, and this is down the right side of my body here, okay? It goes from, like, the top of my arm all the way down to like, where my hip would be there, okay? So I know that he has a terrific pain that would have shot down there every now and again when he was here with us. He makes me feel as if he's close there with you, because he, you know, he makes you feel all warm and comfortable and happy. So I know that he's like dad or granddad as he makes this connection here. He wants me to say that as he's around your vibration, that you know, he makes you feel comfortable and quite happy at the moment. So would you understand of this gentleman I'm working with?
It could be one of many, so keep on.
Okay, I'll go on with him and we'll find out where he is.
Okay.
As I said, He makes me feel as if he's like a dad or a granddad. Okay, that's the...
Okay.
I know I want to say to you that this gentleman would have spent quite some time in the hospital. I believe that he went in, he came home, and he went in, and he came home. I believe that he was in and out of hospital for a while there before he passed. Because I do certainly feel that, you know, whatever medication he was taking wasn't doing his job as it should have done, or he was taking the wrong medication, or he wasn't taking. There was something to do with his medication wasn't right, and I believe that's why he was back and forth the hospital there for a while. Excuse me, before he passed on to the spirit world.
Okay, is it a gentleman or an older gentleman?
Okay, I'll go on to that in a minute. I know that he's a little bit taller than myself. Okay, I know that he's around the 5'9", 5'10", in his height of when he was here with us. He is an older gentleman in the spirit world, if I'm honest with you. Okay, I feel as if I want to say to you, maybe my late 70s, early 80s of when he passed from this life. Okay, I know that he makes me aware that he just kind of slipped away. When he went home to the spirit world, he kind of just slipped away home to the... Went home to the spirit world. He just slipped away there when he passed.
Okay.
He makes me think that he would have coughed a lot when he was here with us as well, because I feel I want to start coughing here with him. And, you know, if I start, I know I wouldn't have stopped, because I know that that's the way he comes through.
Mm.
Okay. I've kind of lost you a bit there, haven't I?
Yeah. Gosh. I have had so many people pass over that have been a figure that makes it a little hard around that age group.
Okay. Which one of these... Okay, which was it your dad or your granddad that had four brothers?
This person had four brothers?
Yeah.
I'm not saying who that was.
As I said, either like as a dad
I didn't know my granddad, and my dad is still alive.
Okay. Okay, well, it's certainly not your dad then. Okay, so let's look around your granddad. So you didn't know much about him, did you?
He died when my dad was young. He was killed when my dad was like two.
Okay. Okay, then can you ask your dad about someone in the family there with him that would have been like this just before he passed, that he would have suffered with the as I said, the one side of my body, it feels as if it's like a sharp pain that goes through it.
The only person I could think possibly in that age group, maybe my Uncle Gus?
Okay. That's fine. If it's an uncle, then that's fine. Okay, I'm happy
possibly.
With that.
Possibly. Because he had two that died, brothers that died, and two that were living when he passed.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know this is the way that he comes through at the moment, okay? And this is the information he gives me to give to you to be right. Okay. Now, for some reason, if I said to you that there's like a cause for celebration right now, would that make sense this year?
My birthday is coming up.
That's certainly a cause for celebration, isn't it?
I don't know.
Because he makes me aware that there's a cause for celebration, okay? And that's the reason why he's coming, because he wants to join in with a celebration. So obviously that there's... I don't know if it's an important birthday for you or it's like an important year or something. But
I'll be 50.
Okay, so obviously it's an important one there for yourself, isn't it? Because I know that I want to say to you that it's a cause for a celebration. He wants to join in with a celebration there just to be around your life. And to say to you, you know, you're kind of not forgotten and you're not, you're never going to be forgotten in this life from the spirit world, okay?
Oh.
Now, for some reason, what I've been right in saying to you that you feel sometimes like a little, not let down, because that's the wrong word, because I've been corrected. It's not let down, that you kind of feel left out for some reason. Do you understand of that?
Yes. I seem to have more connection with many people that have passed than those that are still here.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
I understand
that. That's okay, because I know that's what he makes me feel at the minute, okay? And I know I want to say that you know... Okay, if I say to you that that's because that the pattern of your life, it's always been that way, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's not your fault, it's not... nobody else's fault. It's just the pattern that your life have kind of developed over the years, isn't it? Okay.
Yes.
But I want to say to you, it's time that we kind of broke that pattern. It's time that we kind of moved on from that. It's time that we've done what we feel is right for ourselves. Okay, do you understand where I'm going?
Yes.
Good, okay. And see, I'm also being told about you being in your home, and if I sit you in your home... that's when you become more sensitive to the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that it's... See, I can see like tarot cards and crystals, and I always associate them kind of things as like tools, okay? Tools that would help us to connect to the spirit world or to help us to build a vibration. So would you understand if I said to you that you're kind of trying to... help yourself to link to a different vibration right now, is that right?
Well, actually, I don't have any of those kinds of tools.
No.
I've always desired those things. I feel that I do need to develop that sense more importantly now in this phase of my life for some reason.
Okay, because that's what I'm saying. You know, I associate cards and crystals, I mean, as tools, okay?
Yes.
What? Now, see how this world works for me. They give me things sometimes that I recognize, okay? And like I said, those things, I recognize them as tools. So that would suggest to me that you're trying to build a communication. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. You're trying to build a communication, yeah?
Yes.
Good, okay. Because I know that's what they're making me aware of there, okay? You know, if I say to you about headaches, they come and go all the time, is that right?
Yes. Right. Ever since I was two.
Okay, right in the front there, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, see, and whenever I'm aware of conditions that's recognized in this life, know that the healing's going that way anyway, okay? Has that helped you a little bit?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, that helped.
Okay, well, remember, if you come on over to Mike Spirit FM, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. You are wonderful as always.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let me go straight back to the phone lines here, and I believe that we have Randy online next. Randy, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, and may I ask where you're calling from?
New York.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for here, Randy?
Anybody who you pick up who has anything to say.
Okay. See, the first thing I'm aware of to say here to you, Randy, is that... Now, I don't really think that you really believe 100% in the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes.
It's like you want me now to prove to you that there is a life after death. And I'm not saying that you're skeptical. I'm not saying that. But it's like, well, give me something that I can understand. Give me something that I can believe in. Does that make sense to you, Randy?
Well, not exactly that.
Okay. Because I'm aware of a lady here that tells me that she's quite close to you, and she was always quite close to you in this life, okay? She makes me aware that I want to be full of emotion, so that tells me that you understand of when she passed, that you would have either been there with her or you would have been there just before she passed. But she makes you aware of emotion, and I believe that there's still lots of emotion around your life for this lady at the moment, okay? I don't know how long ago that she's passed because she's not telling me, but I feel it's quite, you know, I'm not saying it was like last week, but I believe it's quite recent, okay? It's been within the last few months that this lady has passed on to the spirit world. No, I know that I want to say to you that it's like it's something to do with her stomach. It's something like burning. So I know it's like a cancerous kind of a condition. Because I know whenever the spirit world gives me burning, that's like a cancerous kind of a condition. Does that make sense to you, Andy?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't have somebody pass recently.
Okay. As I said, you know, and I don't mean like the last few weeks. I mean the last few months.
No, I didn't have anybody.
Okay.
Who's not a woman in the last 2 months? No. Can you tell me who the woman is?
Give me a second, and I'll work with her. Okay. I want to say to you that this lady would have been back in your mum's family. I want to say, okay, because I know I want to tie her towards your mum's side of your family. I believe I want to say to you where she is in your mum's family. I want to go back maybe a generation from your mum. So would you understand if I said to you that there would be around your grandmother, that there would be lots of sisters with your grandmother?
Am I on my mom's side? I don't know. Yeah. I'm not aware of that. I didn't know my grandmother that long. I never asked my mother that.
Would you understand if I said to you that the family is split up, even though that you said that you're from New York, so there would be the parts of the family is split up now, is that right?
That I'm going to be split up from my family?
No.
The
family being split up?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that's what I want to say to you, okay? Because I know that's where this lady ties. Back in your mum's family, where they would have been parting in the family, and that's where she connects, okay? So if you can ask in your mum's family of where to this lady is, or if you can find out about her, please do so, because I know that's where she connects, okay? Now, in your life at the moment, okay, she wants me to say to you that she's been around your life. She wants me to say that as she's been in your life, that she's seen the difficulties in your life at the moment. So you would understand that there's been a few difficulties in your life. There's been like a struggle is the word I want to use. I feel as if I'm trying my best, but I feel as if I'm banging my head against a brick wall here. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And you feel as if there's like, you know, is there any way out of this? Is there any way forward here for me? But I know I want to say to you that there is a way forward there for you, that there is, you know, it's not so much as if you're banging your head against a brick wall. I believe that you're making small steps, progressive steps, but small ones, one step at a time. Okay, do you understand where I'm going with this?
I don't feel like I'm making any steps.
Okay. Well, I want to say to you that it's like making really small steps, but progressively ones. One little bit at a time. Now, would I be right in saying that you're feeling tired all the time?
I'm just feeling sad lately.
Because I'm feeling exhausted, I'm feeling like depleted. I'm feeling, what's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point of carrying on? And I believe that this is connecting. You know, it's not with me. It's with yourself, okay? What's the point in carrying on? Because there is no point. Because it seems to be as if whatever you're doing, it seems to be as if it has to be, if you are not doing it, nobody else is going to do anything for you. You feel as if there's nobody around you that you can rely upon to guide you, to help you, to support you is the word I'm looking for. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. But I know I have to say that you know, this lady is more than willing to support you and to guide you from the spirit world. Obviously, she can't support you financially. But she can support you emotionally and physically, okay? And I believe that's what I want to put in your life. Emotionally, she wants me to be, she wants to be close in your life, because she says to me that, see, even though that you're getting a little upset there now, she says to me that this is like happening more often of late. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And I do believe I want to say that the more that you get yourself worked up, the harder it seems to be to, I'm going to use the word, crawl your way back up from that, isn't it? Because it's like a continuous battle that you're fighting with yourself to, you know, be where you want to be. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. See, and I know that you have lots of goals in life. I know that you want to... See, I know that you want to be where you need to be in your life, but getting there is so hard, isn't it?
It's not exactly that. It's not as simple as that.
Okay. Okay. You know, all I can say to you is know that the spirit world is going to support you no matter what, okay? And, you know, I know that you've kind of promised yourself by the end of this year, if things don't change, you are going to start changing things yourself. Is that right?
By the end of this year.
That you've kind of like set yourself a deadline that if things don't change by the end of the year, you will start changing things yourself. Is that right?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what I want to say that you from this lady in the spirit world, that by the end of this year, if things don't move forward, you will move forward, you know, that you kind of will move them forward yourself, okay? So it's kind of, you watch this space by the end of the year.
Okay.
Because I know that your life is going to change. Like I said, all these small little steps is building up to something quite massive, okay? And I know
something good going to happen or something bad?
No, not bad. I believe it's going to be good because it's progressing. Because I know of what I'm seeing, it's you moving forward. Okay? So please don't think it's bad because it's not.
I feel like something bad's going to happen.
No, please don't worry about anything bad because it's not going to happen. What's going to happen is going to be right and it's going to be beneficial there to you. Okay? Would I be right in saying that you've applied for many things at the moment?
No,
Okay. Well, I know that it's like, so
we're moving.
Okay. So you've been applying to either move or to sell or to buy or that's fine. Okay. I know the way that you've been applying, things are going to start to come right. And I know it's going to be by the end of this year, beginning of next year, that things will start to click into place in your life. Okay. So please stop thinking of the worst things, because that's not the way it's meant to be. The way that we need to do is have positive thoughts around ourselves, positive energies, and that will be positive upliftment there for you. Okay, does that help you a little bit?
If nothing bad's going to happen, then fine. But I have a bad feeling about something. Okay.
Okay, no, nothing, you know, I can't stress that point enough to you. Please stop thinking of negative. Okay, of when we think of bad things and it's a negative vibration.
You know what, somebody told me something negative and I can't get it out of my mind, so that's why.
Okay. You know, I can't justify what somebody else has said to you.
I just hope they're wrong. That's all I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, you know, if you try and keep your mind on a positive level, that's what you're going to bring through. Because, you know, I believe that like attracts like. If you're going to think of bad things, and that's what's going to be around us, because that's the mode that you put yourself in. Be positive. Think of clear things, because then that's what's going to come around your life, okay? I hope that's helped you. Please listen back into the archives, okay?
Thank you.
And you know, re-listen to this communication all over again, and that's the way that we'll find comfort, because that's what I want to bring you, okay?
Okay, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, I know that we've come right to the end of the show here, ladies and gentlemen. And I say thank you very much for everyone listening. I know it's been, another busy show. Remembering the captain will be on in about half hour's time. So I know it's on a little bit earlier, but as I said in the beginning of the show, that's because our clocks went back last week. But I know that the American time change will change over this Sunday. So the shows will be back as the normal time on Sunday. My show will be coming out live from the UK at 8 p.m., 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 p.m. noon. I'll say thank you very much for listening. For me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Thanks for listening to Spiritual Connection here on MySpirit.fm. We hope you enjoyed the show. We are live every Thursday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. UK, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Remember, you can always log into our chat rooms during the show to ask Mike a question. Or find Mike on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium. Okay, that's it for now. Catch you next week, same time, same station. Here on MikeSpirit.fm.